Where are you going to go for the best in college radio? The University of Central Missouri, of course. Tune in to the UCM radio station, The Beat.
Hey, Mules and Jennies fans. This is Sports Page, the weekly show where we dig into University of Central Missouri athletics. Each week, I visit with members of UCM Athletics and get to know the people involved in your school's top-notch athletic program. We also go over some Mules and Jennies news to find out more about your favorite teams. I'm your host, Roman Pfister, and I'm proud to present the top athletic program in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and one of the best programs in all of NCAA Division II athletics. This week, I sit down with UCM's basketball coach Adam Bohotch and Mules freshman guard at Corey Skillman Jr. for a midseason check-in on the boys in red. That's coming up on this episode of Sports Page. All right, Mules and Jennies fans, time now to take a look at some of the faces of Mules basketball. First, we'll speak with Corey Skillman Jr. Corey, thank you for being on the show today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Corey is a freshman originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. This season, Corey has 80 points in 11 games, averaging 7.3 points per game. He shoots 16 for 30 from the arc thus far, along with 15 total rebounds and 13 assists. This season against Northwest Missouri State, Skillman shot a perfect 7-for-7 from the field, leading the team in points in that game. Before coming to UCM in August, Corey spent his high school years at two different schools. While spending 3 years at Brother Martin High School in New Orleans, Corey earned 1,000 career points during his junior year, making him the fourth player in the school's history to do so. Skillman transferred during high school to play at Legacy School of Sports Sciences in Spring, Texas. During this time at Legacy, he was coached by former player P.J. Cousnard, who is a former Wichita State Shocker and played international basketball professionally. Now that we know a little bit about Corey, why don't we hear from the man himself?
All right, so you've gotten the start for 11 games now, and you've creeped into the top five in points on the team. How do you feel about your development as a player getting the start in your first collegiate season?
When I came here in August, there were a lot of things I had to fix up and patch up, just coming from high school, translating to college basketball. It took me some time. I stayed in the gym, coach stayed on me. He always pushed me every day at practice, hours in the gym. I feel like, I just got more comfortable with the game, and coach put me in a spot to play hard, and I've just been executing it.
All right, now I want to bring up something that I found kind of impressive earlier from you this season. Earlier this season, you had a game where you went a perfect 7-for-7 from the floor. You had a season high in points against Northwest at 17 and 5 3-pointers against Washburn. After getting to work with coaching staff here, are you settling in and finding out what the best parts of your game are, or are you still making adjustments as you go to try and expand your versatility?
Every day's a new day, just finding what I can do better for the team and help us win. So, with those games that you mentioned, it was just my teammates, found me and I shot the ball and, in good rhythm. That's what Coach preaches all the time, making shots in good rhythm. So my teammates found me.
All right. So this team has a lot of new players here as well as a new coaching staff. What do you think that says about the way that you've all been able to work together this season and grow as a team?
Since we got here in August, I feel like, we did a lot of things as a team, kind of gelling, just to get that kind of chemistry with each other. As new guys coming in on the team, it's not always easy, but, we stay together, we stay poised.
So are you finding it easy to bond with your teammates both on and off the court? And how important do you feel it is to build a family with the team?
Of course, I feel like as a whole team, we're very, together. Whether that's on the court, off the court, if we're doing things, throughout the week, at school, going to classes with each other or just hanging out with each other. It's a big deal, having a team that's together off the court, because then it translates on the court.
So a lot of athletes tell me that they're shocked a little bit when they transition from high school to college sports. How was your experience transitioning to the college level? What was difficult to adjust at first?
At first, I feel like my pace. I was kind of, looking at the game too fast. I had to slow it down mentally and just kind of step back and realize that, if I just keep my pace at a good level, that the game will come easier and easier. And then, you know, coaches stand on me. I feel like I got better since I got here.
So now you've played at two different high schools, if I'm correct, Legacy High School of Sports Sciences in Texas and Brother Martin High School in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your time at Legacy. What did the coaches there teach you about the game of basketball and help you develop into the player you are today?
I feel like, you know, coming from New Orleans, moving to Texas, it was a big jump, you know, being able to play for Coach PJ. You know, he played at Wichita State, a great person, you know, forget the basketball, so just a great person. He taught me a lot of things on and off the court, you know, just to have that dog. You know, every time I step on the court, just feel like no one can stop me and just go at somebody and never be afraid. So I feel like he taught me a lot on and off the court.
And it must have been nice having a coach that would help you transition. You've had two transitions from one high school to another and then from high school to the collegiate level. Tell me about that first transition between your first high school, Brother Martin, and your next, Legacy.
At Brother Martin in New Orleans, I feel like, you know, I got off to a real good start. You know, my junior year, I had 1,000 points, you know, and I wanted more for myself. You know, I feel like, you know, in New Orleans, the basketball scene is not as big as, you know, maybe the football scene. You know, Louisiana is looked at as a football, you know, state. So I kind of wanted more for myself, and I knew some people. I got in contact with Coach PJ, and after that, it was just the next best option for me to move to Texas.
All right, now, Corey, you're originally from New Orleans, like we've mentioned. That's a big metropolitan area. Then you went to Spring, Texas, which is right next to a big metropolitan area. Now you're here in Warrensburg, a smaller town that's sort of by itself out here, 60 miles down the road from Kansas City. What kinds of things were a shock to you coming to a town like this?
Just the kind of the culture, you know, coming from two down south states, you know, like you said, two big cities, transitioning to a small city. I kind of felt, you know, at first maybe a little homesick, you know, being so far away, but I got used to it. The small city, I like it. You know, not too much distractions. You know, just head on a swivel and just, you know, sticking to the plan.
I like the way you approach that, always staying focused and staying on your grind. Well, Corey, keep doing great things out there. Thank you very much for sitting down with me, and good luck to you the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That was Mules guard Corey Skillman Jr. When we come back, we'll sit down with the Mules head coach, Adam Bohotch. Stick around for more Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
A degree in digital media production with an emphasis in audio will enhance your skill set for work in radio, television, film, and beyond. Our faculty members bring real-world experience to the classroom, and students can showcase their work on UCM Radio The Beat, as well as in film projects and live events. For more information on this or other concentrations within the digital media production program, please visit ucmo.edu/DMP.
We can stop to make sure someone is okay.
Get in the way and disrupt the situation.
Notify an authority.
Or walk them home safely.
We can change the language around rape.
We can make campuses safer for our teammates, our friends, and our classmates.
We cannot be bystanders.
Taking action isn't always easy, but it's on us
to intervene.
Because we can.
Learn more and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to Sports Page, everyone. We just heard from Corey Skillman Jr. Now how about we hear from his coach, Adam Bohotch. Coach Bohotch, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coach Bohotch is in his first season as UCM's head men's basketball coach. Previously, he was at Southern Nazarene as their head coach, leading them to 4 Great American Conference titles. This season, his Mules are looking better than in previous years. Have a listen as we talk about how things are settling with the 11 faces that came here in August, along with the coaching staff that's had almost a year here at UCM and most of a season. Here's Coach Adam Bohotch.
So, Coach, when I last talked with you, it was the preseason. Now you're into this season and gotten some more experience with the team. So how is it still meshing with all the players and coaches?
Yeah, it's. I don't think the process ever ends. You know, the process changes a little bit. When we first spoke back in September, we're still getting to know each other, and you know, now it's less about getting to know each other and more about figuring out kind of how we fit together and how each of us can help each other play to our strengths and be the best version of ourselves so we can be the best version of Mule basketball.
So this season you guys are 10-9 overall thus far. The team is looking better than last season. So what do you see as the biggest improvement in this team over the preseason and throughout these last 19 games?
Yeah, I think there's no question that we've improved, from the first day until now. But I think every basketball team's improved. And so the challenge is, can you continue to improve? And to continue to improve, you have to, admit or face things that you're not good at. You have to be able to say, I'm not very good at this, either individually or we're not very good at this. And it takes some courage to first say that and to admit that, and then it takes some courage to try to fix it. And I think the players and the teams that do that process the best, show the most growth. And so the young man you just talked to, Corey Skillman, I think he's a great example of that. He has shown tremendous growth. We have some other guys that have really grown this year. And I think our team's growing. And so we're learning more about that process, and I'm proud of the guys for that. And it gives you hope for the future of this season, that we can finish strong and the long-term future, if guys will continue, down that path, that we'll continue to get better and better.
So this is the first season for a lot of people here, including yourself. What are some of the most important things that you're learning as you go throughout the remainder of the season, either about people as individuals or even as just the group working together?
Yeah, you learn about each other all the time, and maybe that's the most fun part about being on a team, is just you continue to get closer and closer, and you can give each other a harder and harder time because you know each other more and more. And I certainly see that with our group. They've grown together. And so, the more you know each other, the more time you're together, oftentimes, the more fun you have with one another.
So this team, let's pull up a few stats here. This team is averaging 64.4 points per game and only allowing 63.8. Now that puts the Mules in the number 3 spot in points allowed in the MIAA. What do you think that says about your squad that you guys have that kind of defensive stat?
Yeah, the first stat you mentioned means our offense isn't very good, so we got to keep getting better at that. But our defense has been okay. There have been some games where we've been really, really solid on that end of the floor. And, as we move forward, we need to improve offensively. I want us to be tough-minded and to be known as a group that's physical and will guard. But ultimately, I think your postseason success, how far you can take it when you start talking about championships and postseason and the things we want to be about here, will come down to, how good is your offense. And so our defense has been good enough at times, our offense has not. So we're continuing to work, on both things, but really trying to grow on the offensive end of the floor.
So there's 11 new guys on this team along with the new coaching staff. In what ways is that a benefit, that it's almost all new faces, and in what ways do you feel that that's a challenge?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really think of it as, what's good about it, what's bad about it. It's just what it is. And so, none of us are new now. We've played X number of games together, 19 games together, and I think today was our 70th practice. And so we've been together a whole bunch. And so the newness is off, and it's just – this group, this basketball team, can we continue to improve? And if you do, boy, it'll be an exciting February. The games and the stakes will get higher each week if you can continue to improve.
So you've had a few freshmen on this team really step up this season, Tim Jordan Jr. and Corey Skillman Jr. What do you think that says about the young talent that UCM has to develop throughout their collegiate careers?
Yeah, I think Timmy and Corey are excellent players and will have chances to be fantastic players in this league. They've gotten opportunities that, sometimes freshmen don't get, and they've deserved those opportunities by how they've worked. And then, both of them have made the most of that up to this point. Certainly they've both had some really, really bright spots where you could say, wow, those two have a really bright future and are good players and are contributing to winning now. And then both of them have had some moments where you say, wow, those are two rookies that have a lot to learn about college basketball. And I think both can be true. The thing I enjoy about both those guys, Corey and Timmy, is just their thirst for getting better and their willingness to be coached and to try to grow and to try to do hard things. And even maybe more so than their talent, I think that's the most exciting part, because with that approach and that spirit, that mindset, you know that they'll just keep getting better and better.
Now, in our first chat together, I asked you how you feel that UCM Athletics has embraced you since you took on the head coaching role. Now you're well into the first season, you guys are established. So how have those relationships with those in the program grown?
Yeah, you know, the department as a whole here is fantastic, just full of tremendous people, outstanding coaches, with tons of accomplishments and wins and championships, but just really good people. And you're really a part of a team. I think the coaches do a good job of supporting one another, and so that part's been awesome. And then the fans, we laid an egg a week ago against Northwest Missouri at home and just did not play well, did not play hard, and we're getting ready for the game Saturday, and I was unsure if there would be anybody at the game. The way we played Thursday, I'm not sure I'd have come back and watched that basketball team play again. And then it was just an awesome crowd that was so supportive for us again on Saturday. And, maybe that's a good example of what I felt here is just a bunch of really, really good people who care about the university and care about Mules basketball.
So on the 27th of January, the Mules took down Mo West, who was number 22 in the nation at the time. You guys beat them 68-60. How did that fuel the team, being able to take down a big opponent like the Griffins?
Yeah, great win, good for our team. Again, in terms of just a growth moment, the part that was so exciting for me is, as I mentioned, 2 days prior, we had just got destroyed at home. And so we were able to pick the pieces up, and we say in our program, do the next right thing. If life's going really, really good, the only way to continue on that trajectory is to do the next right thing. If life's going really, really bad, the only way to flip it and get it heading the other way is to do the next right thing. And so in that little juncture of time, it wasn't looking too good after the Northwest game, and our guys did a great job of doing the next right thing, which was flushing that game and preparing really hard on one-day prep for Missouri Western and then playing really, really hard against them. And so I think that's the part that was most satisfying, was that our mindset allowed us to do that. And then I was really excited that the guys were able to reap the rewards in terms of beating a good Missouri Western team because of how they had prepared.
Do the next right thing. They ought to print that on a T-shirt like they have for football with the epic, the epic thing from Coach Lamberson. So now with 9 games left, what are some things that the team is working on in order to put its best foot forward against the remaining opponents?
Yeah, that's a great question. As we mentioned before, our offense has to grow. I think we have some guys who can make some baskets, and I think we can do some things on that end of the floor. And so I think it's the last part that ever comes together is your offense, because it means, oftentimes you're having to admit that, hey, I'm not good at this, but you're really good at this. And the way we want to play is we want everybody to do what they do best. And to do what I do best means I'm not going to do the things I can't do. And oftentimes for men, and I'm at the front of the line on this, it's hard to admit things you're not good at. And at different times, our team has gone through moments where we're just not playing with enough humility, enough togetherness of helping each other do what they do best. We have enough pieces. We have enough of the right pieces. We got to continue to serve one another and play in a way where each of us can play to our strengths.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with me today, and good luck to you and the Mules going forward.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Mules men's basketball head coach Adam Bohotch. When we come back, we'll go over some headlines in Mules and Jenny's athletics. Don't touch that dial, or phone, or however you're listening to this. More sports page is coming up on UCM The Beat.
Expand your career path and your paycheck with a master's degree from the University of Central Missouri. UCM has over 50 high-quality graduate programs to fit your schedule. Learn in person or online while gaining real-world skills. 98% of UCM graduate students are employed or continuing their education within 6 months of graduation. Earn an affordable degree that employers recognize and boost your earning potential. Life doesn't slow down, and neither does your schedule. Apply today at ucmo.edu.
We have so much to celebrate in Division II, but we're especially proud of our commitment to Make-A-Wish. Division II student athletes have led a 10-year initiative to raise funds and help grant wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions.
Nearly $3 million have been raised, and hundreds of children's wishes have been granted.
We play hard, we work hard, and we support others in need. Why? It's simple.
Because we care.
Welcome back to Sports Page, everyone. It's time to look over some Mules and Jenny's athletics news. Number 5 Mules Baseball was opening up their season at the Houston Winter Invitational at Minute Maid Park over the next 3 days. The Mules will start things off on Friday for a 5 p.m. game against number 7 Millersville and continue on Saturday playing number 9 Southern New Hampshire starting at 1:30 p.m. The Mules will finish off with a game against number 3 Tampa on Sunday, also at 1:30 p.m. Minute Maid Park is home to the Houston Astros, who are owned by UCM alum and former pitcher Jim Crane. The Mules come off of a 43-15 season that earned them an MIAA championship title and an appearance in the NCAA D2 Central Regional Championship game. This past Tuesday, Mules basketball fell to Pittsburgh State 63-58. Pitt State led at the half by 11 and never gave up the lead during the second half of the game. Pitt State was led by Deshaun English II with a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Central Missouri had Tim Jordan Jr. leading the charge with 15 points and 8 rebounds, while Corey Skillman Jr. had 12 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. This game put the Mules at 10-9 on the season, 5-8 in the MIAA. The Mules have a road trip coming up, starting with Pittsburgh State on February 7th, and then taking on Missouri Southern in Joplin on February 10th. Mules wrestler Damon Ashworth earned the MIAA's Wrestler of the Week for his performance on January 21st and over the weekend of the 27th and the 28th. Ashworth had a record of 4-0 overall, 3-0 in the conference. On Sunday the 21st, Ashworth had the lone fall of the Maryville duel where he pinned John Golson in the second period. Ashworth outscored his opponents 44-3 over the next weekend, ending in a shutout over Parker Henry of Wachita Baptist, 17-0. Mules Wrestling hits the mat again on February 4th against the Central Oklahoma Broncos in Edmond, Oklahoma. Well, that's all the time I have for today. If you like the show, be sure to share it on all of your social media and use our hashtag, #UCMTheBeat. Be sure to tune in next time for more Sports Page. Only on UCM The Beat.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.